Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parents in Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing. Hello, you're listening to Parent in Hell with...
Hey, Emmy, can you say Rob Beckett?
Rob Beckett.
And can you say Josh Widdicombe?
Well done.
That is Imogen. She's from Tooting, South West London. She'll be two in August, but where's her mum from, Rob?
I don't know, but I can tell from that name and the way she's speaking, I reckon they're in a little flat in Tooting. They're moving out soon. A bit more space.
Wow, her mum's a Kiwi.
Oh, classic New Zealanders. Yeah. New Zealanders, Australians, South Africans, love it, South West London.
I've been living in London for the past 7 years. I've been listening to your podcast since it started. Initially on long lockdown walks with the newborn, and now my commute to the office. Thank you for all the lols and being so relatable. That's from Miriam, 396 months. Whatever that is. What, 35? Something like that.
Yeah. It's about, that's our demographic.
Miriam Schumacher.
Mariel Schumacher.
Miriam Schumacher. What a name.
Oh, is that her name?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know. I thought there was only one Schumacher.
Well, there's the brother as well, so there's two from the off.
I know, but I'm saying that with that family. I don't think Michael Schumacher just arrived on his own.
Like, oh, actually, the Plymouth manager is called Stephen Schumacher, and he's from Liverpool.
Okay, well, you know what? I take it back and I'm wrong. Fucking hell. You've had some truth juice today, haven't you? The fact monster's arrived.
I'm just trying to help out. Just trying to help out, Rob.
Just trying to help out, Rob. Well, how about you don't help, okay? It was a little thing about the name. I've not heard much. No one cared. I was really trying my best not to say anything offensive around the whole Schumacher name.
Yeah, of course.
But now we're back on track. How are you?
Yeah. Oh, man. Well.
Not good. Uh-huh. We've had a bit of a struggle trying to get this. Because basically, we're going to have a couple of weeks off because it's very busy for us at the moment. And we have to have a little break at some point in the year for some sort of boring podcast reason. However, we're having a couple of weeks where it'll be best of episodes. So this is us. And we've been struggling. We're very busy at the moment. We've been struggling to catch up. And you've not been well, Josh. Is that correct?
No, I've been ill, Rob. I've been ill.
You get ill quite a lot. Is that that sort of a thing you do, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I've got a weak immune system. Also, when you have kids, I think I'm getting all the young kids bugs again because I've got a second young kid. Do you know what I mean?
Getting the young kid bug, are you? Okay, that'll get you in trouble. I've just got the bug again. I can't... No, Josh. What have I told? I've just got the bug.
I'm not a Tory whip, Rob.
Oh, yes. Great stuff. Yeah, Boris might be gone by the time you listen to this.
Yeah, exactly.
So we've been struggling to meet up and you're feeling ill. But Glasgow.
We've got over Glasgow. I'll be honest with you. I've had a bad run. I had my 2 weeks of sleeping pills induced anxiety before Glasgow.
Yep.
And then my 1 week of Glasgow induced anxiety after Glasgow.
Yep.
And then I got well, and then I just got ill.
Right.
And now, on Sunday, Rob...
Yeah.
So all day I felt nauseous.
Okay.
Tuesday.
Right.
I wasn't able to stand up straight for the whole day.
Really?
Right.
So you got a bit loose neck?
I was leaning over because I felt so nauseous, like Mrs. Overall.
Okay.
Right? And so I... And then at the end of the day, I went to brush my teeth.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm going to throw up here.
Oh, no.
And I threw up every meal of the day in reverse order.
That sounds like from a Beano, a cartoon. What did you eat?
I'd made a mistake of having a takeaway curry for dinner.
That's a terrible decision. Nauseous. Yeah. You've had your curries out. What about lunch?
I just wanted something for taste. I had pizza for lunch.
Okay.
I mean, it was bad.
Fucking hell, so mate. You were not just fucking full, you greedy bastard. And I had a gatto for breakfast. Yeah, felt ill all day. Don't know what it was.
I should say, I'm sorry. It was my last day on death row as well. So... I just threw up. I threw up the curry and I thought, well, that was that dumb. And I was like, here we go. Oh, wait a minute. And then I threw up the pizza.
What was the giveaway? Was it a sort of a rogue jalapeno or something?
No, you could just tell. I was like, well, that's all the curry done.
This is disgusting. We can't stop talking about it.
Sorry. But it was just so mad.
Was that in the sink as well?
No, in the toilet.
Okay.
I've never before in my life experienced that happen. It was surreal.
Was it three separate
yeah,
in and out?
Yeah. Well, it was like one and then 20 seconds where I thought, well, that's that done. Oh, no, wait, here we go
again. You are a horrible sicker as well. I bet there's a lot of oil. You've got a bit of a dog energy around the mouth sometimes. I don't know why. Just around up, sort of barking it out.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. If I was in a cubicle next to you, like, yeah, you'd have to leave the toilets because it is it's intense.
You know it's happening. There's no question what you're up to.
It's
in
a
there.
Purging. Do you know what I mean?
So that was Sunday night. And did you feel better?
No, Monday I didn't feel very good. But
you sound lethargic.
Yeah. Do you know what I did last night, Rob?
What?
You know when you're ill and you think you should listen to your body?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's I just saying? Really fancied another curry. I had another curry.
Yeah, I think you've gone down with a case of greedy bastard.
Body just can't take it.
So you had another curry?
Yeah.
And then what happened?
I was all right.
All right, okay.
And then I woke up this morning. Okay. I'm no longer sick at all. I wasn't sick yesterday. Okay, well. I just felt very, very lethargic.
Don't say it's wrong. You sound lethargic.
Yeah, and then
if this was just a phone call, I'd be like, fucking come on, liven up. But this is people are going to listen to this.
Well, that's what you're... Drive it, Rob, drive it.
I'm trying to drive it, Josh, but you just keep telling me how you felt every moment of the day.
I'm sorry. So
no, it's fine, but you're not well,
Josh.
We'll
get to the crux of the matter for parenting.
Yeah.
It was my daughter's settling in day at school. At her new school.
Oh, where they go and meet the teacher they're going to have next year, all that.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was all right. Yeah, it was good. She was less nervous about it than we were. Do you know what I mean?
Right, like, yeah.
Rose particularly was worried that she hadn't formed any long-lasting friendships within the hour of her settling in period.
But Rose hadn't, or your daughter hadn't?
Our daughter.
Because your parents waited in the waiting room area. Because that's what we had to do. They took them in and you just waited outside.
A lot of the kids are going up from the nursery of that school.
Right, so okay, there's already a strong alliance, okay?
Yeah, well, that's what... Don't, Rob. Rose will listen to this. She's already got that view.
So that
it's going to be an impossible nut to crack because nursery relationships.
That clique
are
is
so
that,
strong that our daughter's going to be
locked out. Is it like
the
Holland at the 96 Euros? There's just sort of a couple of cliques you cannot break.
God, these kids who've been... they've spent 2 years in nursery together. There's no getting beyond it. There's no getting in. So we went to that. And then we were chatting to the head teacher and we were in the sun. And it was like, you know, we're chatting about all the stuff about the school.
Yeah.
And I was directly in the sun. I had some sun cream in my pocket.
Yeah.
But I was like, I just don't think I can bring it out in this situation. I think it would be too weird to suddenly start sun creaming my face.
I think because if you just started sun creaming up as you spoke to them.
Yeah, without, I can't do
but you've
that,
got,
right?
I think if you do it with ultimate confidence.
I think you'd look mental.
No, I think, because the thing is,
you're talking
your
to
hand.
A head teacher for the first time and mid-conversation you just took some sun cream out of your pocket and put it all over your face. I don't think that's acceptable, is it?
No, it isn't. And then you can't... But then if you would excuse me, sorry to interrupt, but I'm going to put some sun cream on now. That implies you're going to strip to your pants and do it. And they've got to leave. So, yeah, when would be... There's no good time, is there?
Exactly. Because also, if you did say, excuse me, I'm going to put some sun cream on, it shows where your mind's been for the last five minutes.
So do you want to practice what... Did you show you didn't do it, you got burnt?
Yeah, I got burnt.
So if, say I'm the head teacher and I'm going, and I'm talking to you. Now, attempt to try and approach...
Okay, so give me some kind of spiel about, I don't know, uniform or whatever.
Oh, we're very excited to have the girls and boys coming in today. I don't know if you've been told, but next week there is a second-hand uniform sale. So if you haven't got all your bits and bobs, you can get them cheaper.
It's hot, isn't it?
Yeah, we do a range of like summer dresses.
Of course.
Stuff. They got,
I'm quite pale myself, so I'm
right.
Do you mind if I just apply some factor 30
to me? Yes, I do mind, actually. I know you feel a bit weak and vulnerable at the moment because you're not well, and you're remembering something that made you awkward, so you're rubbing your hands together. You're clapping a bit as well, aren't you? Yeah, you little finger clap.
I'm in a bad way.
Oh, Josh.
Man. But it was weird. It was good. Yeah. I couldn't believe this, Rob.
Yeah.
I'm hosting the pub quiz for them in September, so that's a...
What, for the school?
Yeah.
Oh, they've already got you.
They've absolutely got me behind the Jaffers, day one.
By the gonads, clamped in. That is nailed on at least every year, potentially every term.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, the PTA are going to be all over you like a fucking rash.
Yeah, so there we go. It went well. My daughter enjoyed it. Like, she loved it because she loved the playground and she liked her teacher.
She'll love it and she'll really enjoy it, but it's difficult when it's your first one because their ignorance is bliss. They don't care. Yeah. It's the parents that get worked up. Me and Lou were the same.
Yeah.
I think the best thing to do is don't listen to anything that your brain says and just go with them and hold the hand and go, off you go, bye, and just don't think.
Yeah.
Because you cannot do anything.
No.
There is literally nothing you can do. So the more you mither about
it's like
the worse...
David Attenborough.
But there's nothing you can do to help her, but that's why you feel powerless. So that's why it's so stressful. But there's nothing you can do. You can't go in there and help her make friends. That'd be worse. That would actually make it worse. Yeah. If old sun cream dad was in there rubbing his head.
Do you know what I was doing though? I was looking at the other kids. That's awful.
He's got the bug. He has got the bug.
I was looking at the other kids thinking, she looks like she might be similar. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
She's wearing a jumper with a unicorn on. That's a good,
that's
a good common ground.
Josh.
I know.
It's so tiring. You're inventing little events that could or couldn't happen, just hopefully to be positive. But that's totally understandable. That's why it is stressful when a kid goes to school, because it's the first bit of power you lose over you can't help.
Yeah.
But she went to nursery fine and loved it, didn't she?
Yeah, loved it. She's good with kids. She'll be totally fine. But it's all in our heads, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Basically, I think the less you speak to her about it, the better it'll be, probably.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, the less the because afterwards, we're quizzing her, going, do you like that? Are you happy with that? Do you like that? You sure? And you're like, shut up!
I'm like that, I can hear myself saying it, going, I'd fucking hate this if I was the kid. Shut up, Rob! I do it every time I pick her up from school. I go, how was school? And as soon as I say it, I go, I fucking hated it when my mum asked me that. Why the fuck am I doing it? What else do you say? Or have you seen Rishi Sunak's gone? He's left.
How have you been?
I've got quite a lot to get through, Josh. Lots has happened. I've done lots of parenting because I was weighing our beefer. I already took the bull by the horns. Went to see Minions at the cinema.
Oh, yeah.
Fell asleep immediately.
You fell asleep?
Yep, straight away within 5 minutes. Woke up for the last 5 minutes. Absolutely classic behaviour.
And your kids didn't even care?
No, I just put my hand on their hand, and when they get scared, they squeeze it.
Oh, my God.
So that's how
that
I do it.
That's a lovely kit.
But you've got to be careful. The Minions thing, it's a TikTok trend, so teenagers are dressing up in suits and clapping and cheering and taking bananas in. So there was loads of weird clapping. That's what made me wake up. There was clapping.
So what do you mean they're clapping? I heard about this online.
So, like, at any moment in the film where something happens that feels like it should be a clap, like, this baddie they're trying to get away from, they turn the corner and then they look back and there's no one behind them chasing anymore and it's like, oh, yay! But it's all part of the TikTok trend.
What do you mean it's a TikTok trend?
Okay, so it's a...
They're filming it and putting it on TikTok?
Yes.
Right,
And then also just sort of doing it. It's a sort of fun thing to do. Like, it's a happy slapping.
Shouldn't be filming
for,
it.
Gen Z.
Not legal, but there we go.
Well, but exactly. But it's like, you know, happy slapping was a trend.
Yeah, yeah.
But now it's sort of trends are starting on TikTok.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
I was so hungover, Josh. Do you know what I ate when I went in there?
Curry?
And then I was sick. Sores in my mouth. No, I had a hot dog, I had an ice cream, sweets and popcorn.
What? You're having a go at me for being a greedy guts.
At least I can keep it in, mate.
From Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
I know, it was so... actually disgusting.
So did you order it all in one go?
Yeah, I had to do two trips from the counter.
What? And you just left. What did your kids have?
They had some pick a mix, and then the cinema, they do like a little tray, which is quite good, where you get like a fruit shoot, bag of Haribo and some popcorn.
Oh.
It's not too bad. But I was really hungover because I went to Adele and I got absolutely battered.
Oh,
on
yeah,
the Friday.
Tell me about going to Adele.
I just got so shit-faced. But I think everyone's so stressed from lockdown that now they're all allowed out. Everyone's just going mad. And I feed off other people's energy. And I just got so pissed.
Yeah, that's a great excuse. I feed off other people's energy and I just got so pissed. It's very much a Chris Pincher-style excuse, Rob.
Oh, I went on a dog walk, right, with Fred. And as I was finishing, there was a fun run, the bit being set up for some sort of church fate thing. And it was a bit, there was all stuff set up and I was trying to get through it before it started. So I wasn't in the way because the dog would just go mental. Anyway, I got to where it was starting. It also was where it finished. There was a big light, the big sign that said finish line. Congratulations, well done. And people waiting there to cheer the racers. Yeah. And there's about, I'd say 50 people there. Yeah. And I walked through and I went, stop it. For me, it's just a dog walk, guys.
How did they go down?
To complete silence.
What?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
What's wrong with this fucking country?
And then someone, excuse me,
we
sir, there's
win
a race.
Two World Wars for that kind of attitude.
I was livid. I was flying. I'd had a coffee. I'd had a dog walk. I was high on life. I was like, no, cool, fair. Let's give him a bit of Rob Beckett off the telly. I'll give him some. Don't worry. Nothing for that. Come on. It's a fucking finish line at the end of a dog walk. And then a lady in high vis went, excuse me, sir, there's a race here. Can you please get off the path? And I went, yeah, no problem. And I went out there.
Poindexter.
Exactly. Oh, so this has happened. You know, when my daughters were having a play date with a girl from school when I was in Ibiza. And I didn't realise that when we've got like a Ring doorbell thing,
yep.
and the doorbell rang, and I sort of half answered it on my phone by accident.
Oh no! And not from Swatch's stag do.
Yep, from Ocean Beach.
No, gaffling.
Off my face, and the dad said he could just see like the underneath of my chin, and he could just hear what was going on in Ocean Beach as he came to pick his daughter up from a play date.
Oh, that is a depressing moment.
It's not bad, isn't it? This pissed Lou off so much, right? Okay, because, you know, Lou, she does a bit of charity work stuff and that, and she's looking to get back into teaching when the youngest starts school, which is in September. So she sort of started off looking around. That was always our plan, that when the kids are both in school, because of my diary as well, if Lou has a full-time job, it really impacts childcare and stuff like that. But when they're both in school, it makes it easier. So Lou was getting ready to go out, and then she said, and then my daughter went, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that about something? I can't remember what it was, something stupid and something silly. And then Lou said, what do you think I do all day? And my eldest went, you rest. You take us to school and you have a lovely rest. And it was just such a sweet, sort of naive 6-year-old's thought.
Is it naive though, Rob?
But well, I don't know if she was just doing it to get under her skin because Lou was not happy. And you know, I do it as a parent sometimes. You know, when you slightly overreact, but it's just a flippant comment from a child, but it cuts to your core.
Yeah.
Like you're being interviewed by Paxman.
Imagine if you
just rest.
That.
Do you think I just rest? I go to the shopping, do everyone's dinner, do all this washing, all the men. And Lou was certainly right. But then my daughter just pissed herself laughing. And now whenever she comes home from school, she goes, nice rest.
Oh, that is glorious, Rob.
It's a good one,
because
isn't it?
Your daughter's doing your work for you.
What, getting under my wife's skin?
All those things you want to say that you're too scared to say, and your daughter's doing it for you.
You have a lovely rest. I do not think that, by the way, Josh. Don't you dare try and throw me under the bus and position me in a situation.
All those things you say on the podcast, then ask Michael to edit out.
All those things I say to you on WhatsApp that we don't say on the show. No, not at all. I love Lou, and I really appreciate what she does.
Yeah.
She's an incredible mother. Blah, 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 blah. All the stuff you have to say. My daughter came out of preschool and she told all the teachers that if I pull my daddy's finger, sometimes he does real farts, sometimes he does fake farts, because I do that little pull my finger joke.
Oh, yeah.
So she's told all the teachers about that. But I think they probably assume that I did that anyway.
Yeah, they know. They know what side of the tracks you're from, Rob. Is that true?
Yeah.
What percentage are real and what percentage are fake?
Whatever my body can produce.
Yeah.
If it's not happening, they get a fake one. But if there's some there, they get them.
Yeah,
they will get almost any real one that comes out if they're in the vicinity.
Yeah, yeah.
I've had to shout from upstairs and they sprint down before. So sometimes they're losing a race.
Not really a farter, Rob.
I know, we spoke about this. You just burp, don't you?
Yeah. Well, not just burp at the moment. I'll tell you that for free. I wonder if I've got a genuine stomach problem. Anyway, it's not the time. Don't write in.
So this has happened as well, right? I've got a couple of things here to talk about. We've got to talk about, let me say about that so we don't forget, Roger Black, class rep, killing sheep.
Okay. Well, we know what Roger Black is, me and you. So shall we headline with Roger Black? So people are excited about that, because that is from last week. There's been a development in the world of Roger Black.
Yeah, so Roger Black's been messaging, hasn't he? And he's been asking to send his love to Louise, my wife, because I suggested that he'd been having an affair with Lou, which is why my daughter was so good at sports day. Anyway, he's coming hot on the messages. Hi, Rob. Thanks for mentioning me on your podcast. My teenage boys won't admit it, but for a moment they seem proud, such impressed of their dickhead dad. I'm sure
this is great from Rob. We've got to get Rog on, haven't we?
The big takeaways are, it was a very loud indoor arena, which is why he had such a fucking massive microphone.
He remembers it.
I asked him about
it. It was
that.
A very loud indoor arena. Come on, mate, you're not on Gladiators.
It was a live indoor meet. It was so very noisy. Also said, there's no way on earth you sold that many exercise machines. 250,000, right, was the number, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And he said, well, I did sell that many exercise machines, actually. I had 15 years under exclusive license to Argos with my brand. That's why so many were sold.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough.
I only got a tiny, tiny percent, but was lucky they chose me for all those years. I now run the business with a small team selling direct to consumers. So nothing like the same number of sales that the mighty Argos had. So if you want a Roger Black bike, or this is a little small business shout out for a man that has like 15 the small business that is selling.
I've done the maths. Man who's selling 17,000 exercise machines a year through Argos,
even a quid a machine.
Yeah, what's happened?
He said, yeah, so the small business shout out for the man that had the 15-year contract of Argos. Anyway, he's a nice bloke. He hasn't been a broadcaster for years, so that's an old photo, probably a live indoor athletics meet, yeah. So
he doesn't remember the incident exactly.
No, I think it's quite a standard microphone for athletics.
Oh, he wasn't like, oh, I remember that microphone.
Oh, God.
I remember that one. Oh, what a bloody night. You couldn't bloody hear yourself think in the old Birmingham NIA.
I couldn't see. I thought the guy in the yellow jersey one. It was just my microphone in my vision.
Like the Tour de France.
The only time I've ever watched like sort of an athletics commentator's face, because normally you just hear it, is Ortiz from the Gadget Show, that clip.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You must have seen that.
Oh, that is a clip and a half.
If you've got it, play it. He's trying to wrap up the show, isn't he? Because basically they count in your ear. I'm sure we've done it on here before, but play it again for old time.
I don't think we have.
I think we have.
But I tell you, it's been played. You know when you can see you've played a YouTube video? I've played this one.
Yeah. He's trying to wrap up the end of the show and they're counting in his ear how long he's got left.
Oh, that was a good performance there.
So, we have a gloriously sunny day here in the studio. We've seen some action this morning as well. Jessica Ennis, good night.
Lovely sun in the studio, poor Ortiz. It's stressful live telly.
So, I don't understand. Do you think they said mention Jessica Ennis?
I think she might have run, and he just basically what he needs to say is it's been a glorious day here at wherever he actually is, not in the studio at the same. It's a glorious day here at Crystal Palace. We saw Jessica Ennis with another wonderful performance. Thank you for watching. Good night. That's all he needs to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he panicked, I think. He might have been distracted, because it is distracting when they talk to you in your ear.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he spoke about that anyway.
On the topic of TV, Rob,
mm-hmm.
Do you want to know how out of control my life's got in the last 3 weeks? So we haven't had BBC Two for a week. I just can't get around to fixing it, because there's something wrong with our TV. It needs something, you know, I need to, like, troubleshoot it or whatever.
So have you got Sky or Virgin or...
Yeah, but it's really patchy. The channels are dropping like flies. There's something wrong with my TV.
Is that the cabinet?
Yeah, exactly. Right. People are going to go, I love that topical podcast you did 4 days too late. But, and I had to say to Rose's mum this morning, she was like, you haven't got half the channels. I was like, yeah, I'm going to sort that in about a week or two. Because that's... out of control my life is.
Are you just busy? Well, you've got lots of work coming in.
Busy.
And summer holidays.
And we've got the book due in on Friday, haven't we?
Yes. I've finished it. I've done it.
Oh, you effing C. You absolute effing C.
Oh, you went for it there, didn't you, Josh?
I went for it. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe those words came out of my mouth.
Yeah, but I think I'm giving off very much finish the exam an hour early vibes.
Oh, yeah, whereas I'm asking for more paper.
Yeah, I hated them. How could you need more paper? How big is your writing? They still make you handwrite exams now. Surely a little laptop.
I think they do. I don't think you can.
Imagine the tapping.
Oh, my hand would hurt so much after a fucking exam. Awful.
I hated exams. I found them so stressful.
Did you? I didn't mind an exam. I didn't mind it. I like the time on my own, really. Just like being left alone in any situation.
A little bit of quiet, did you?
Just a little bit of quiet time.
Oh, dear. That's the other thing we talked about, killing sheep. Oh, no, two more things. Killing the sheep. Basically, I was eating lamb chops and my daughters asked what they were and I explained and they both cried. And they went, "You're eating little baby lambs." I'm like, "Yeah." And then...
yeah.
I went, "Yeah." I mean,
yeah.
And then she went, "Why?" I went, "Because they're tasty."
Oh.
She went, "But why?" And I went, and she was like, "Other things are tasty. You don't have to kill them." I was like, "Fair point." And they're just tasty. And then she went, "Who killed them? Did you kill them?"
Whoa, that's a jump. But hasn't she had lamb?
No, they're very much plain pasta.
I've
got a strong feeling that I'm going to have two sort of like...
Two little veggies.
Two little buckwheat vegans.
Oh, mate.
Like, which is fine. Don't bother me. Yeah. But I'm just, you know...
Cheap.
I've come a long way. Let me have meat.
You've got to the top of the food chain, Rob. You
well, not yeah, no, not that way. Not like I'm an apex predator. But I mean, like, there's a lot of things I don't do now that I used to do.
Let me have meat.
I used to put plastic on the bonfire. Come on. I've burnt tyres in rubble. Yeah. Come on.
You're meeting people halfway.
I'm washing out. You've got parts, Josh.
Let him eat a baby fucking sheep.
Let me eat a little lamb.
And so would they eat any meat? Could you not turn that on them? Because this happened to my wife recently.
Yeah.
To Rose. Well, that's a bit weird, okay, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was between this 2.5 years and known you 12 years. But yeah, what's her name again?
This happened to Rose that she went for lunch with my daughter.
Yeah.
It was when we were in Whitstable. And so Rose was eating, I can't remember what it was, but it was a sea creature that looked like what it is. And my daughter was just eating fish, but because it didn't look like a fish, she was fine with it.
Yeah, I think that's the thing.
I wonder whether they associate those two words separately at that age. Does a four-year-old see the word fish and think the food fish is also the thing that swims in the sea? I don't understand.
I don't know. I think there's a lot they're getting their head around.
Yeah.
They eat sausages. My daughter really got into bacon until she had too much of it. So they eat beef at McDonald's. They'll have chicken nuggets and things. But they don't... Anything that looks like an animal, they're not sure about. They wouldn't go anywhere near a prawn.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
That's like kryptonite to a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
The other thing is, Josh Widdicombe.
Yeah?
You are listening to...
Oh, no.
The new class rep of year two.
Oh, have you saved this for 37 minutes into the pod?
Just
well,
saying,
I say 37
yeah.
minutes. Have a look at your running time and see how much Michael's edited out. That's a little treat for you.
That's a fun little in-game for the listener.
Fun little in-game. How much has dropped out at this point?
And factoring adverts.
Don't count them. Don't count them.
Count pure content. Yeah, yeah. So, one of the mums has been doing it for a couple of years.
So what does this involve?
It's basically, it seems like a lot of WhatsApp, liaising with the teachers and the school about certain things that may change that isn't, like, in... on the website. So if like, oh, next week we're now going to go and do this, everyone needs to wear tracksuit or PE uniform.
And they've put you in charge of that?
I've taken control. Okay, someone, they needed a new person. Lou put herself forward, but Lou
you Ed Miliband'd her.
Well, no, she...
Miliband.
She wants to do reception. We're looking at trying to get it done and get it out early. So basically, you're on a WhatsApp group. I'm the linchpin between the school and the other parents. And
right.
Also, I need to sort out... What we do is we do a whip round for birthdays. So...
What are those birthdays?
The school kids' birthdays. So what we're doing is...
Do you do a whip round?
We all do a whip, right? And then that way, we whip out the whip, and then we all just do a present that comes from all the class. So whenever you go
good.
To a party, there's one good present that's a bit more expensive. And then basically, as class rep, I'll speak to the parents and go, what would they like? And there's a set amount. I don't know what the budget is. But rather than everyone spending a fiver or a tenner and it builds up, you'd rather put that tenner in and get something decent for someone, wouldn't you? Right?
Because,
or five or whatever it is you're putting in.
On Saturday, I had a situation exactly like that. We were going to 5-year-old's birthday party. I went to the toy shop and I was like, I barely know it. My daughter didn't come. I'm now currently buying a present for a 5-year-old I don't know.
Yeah, I've got the bug, haven't you? Sorry. It's become the catchphrase of the episode. Josh has got the young kid bug.
Oh God, it's going to be the episode title. It's a disaster.
But yeah, that's exactly the point. So what I'll do is, as class rep, also yeah. I will have two deputies that help me out if I'm busy. I'm actually recruiting them at the moment.
You're recruiting deps?
Yeah, big time. Oh, we're going to recruit some
deps. Pretty soon I can send a Javid.
They're available.
They're available, mate.
I can't go into class reps or TV without being flanked by an Asian man.
So, are you worried that you're going to have to make some difficult decisions in recruitment?
Well, this no, there is are so two. Exciting. There are two.
This is really giving the podcast a new lease of life.
You're talking to a class rep now, mate. Buckle up. So basically,
it feels more like I'm talking to a club rep. If I'm honest with you,
can I tell you, the previous club rep isn't convinced.
Class rep
isn't convinced I'm going to do a great job, because when we were talking about it at the pub, she spoke across me to Lou and said, I'll text you about it later. Whoa.
Oh my word.
It feels like, imagine how Boris governs. Let's do this. Yeah. And then they sort it out themselves.
Do you think people see you as a kind of, you're the face, but Lou's the kind of brain?
That's what they want to think.
Like she's the Cummings and you're the Johnson. That kind of situation.
Yeah. But no, I want to stand out on my own two feet, Josh, and show that I can do this. Yeah. And the previous class rep said, well, I have two people that help me out and they're happy to stay on. I went, well, I will be taking applications. So they're more than welcome.
It's open to come in with a new brush.
It's open to tender. I'm sending it out to tender.
Got rid of the backroom staff.
If anyone wants to get involved, I'm pushing for an all-male class rep to go against a normal mum-dominated class rep zones.
Oh, you're doing a male-only shortlist. Very intuitive. I like it.
Yeah, so it's going to go...
And so you're going to interview...
Well, that's what I'm planning to do.
This is... the fucking power's gone to your head. It's incredible. It's insane.
I mean, I did immediately... When they were trying to... Basically, we went to the pub with all the end-of-term little drink thing on the pub on a Sunday.
Surprised you let them sit with you, if I'm honest.
With all the other parents. And the kids all played on the swings. It's a really good pub. There's, like, swings that are big enough to keep them busy, and then you can sit there and have a drink and eat, and it's nice.
Oh, so, is it summer holidays now, more or less? So you're repping next
Yeah,
September.
So in a couple of weeks, it's summer holidays.
Yeah,
I don't know when
you're
this is going
from
out.
Next September.
So from next September, when they move up a year, and
for
I've
a full
got,
year
for a full year, and I've got to do all the presents for the kids, and also any like end of term presents for the teachers again.
So Rob,
yeah,
just to get this clear,
yeah,
we could be in the dressing room at the O2 in April, waiting to go on, and you'll be fucking around sorting out the whip. for a six-year-old's birthday gift.
Yeah, I mean, also as well, Lou did point out that I'm going to Australia in November, so I'll be on the other side of the world getting text messages at 3 a.m. about someone's fucking PE kit that I've got to send on, that Lou said I'll probably sleep through.
So give me your top five kind of jobs. Like, what are the main...
Main responsibilities are to be the link between the school and the parents for anything that comes in at last minute. Yeah. Also be in
charge...
What
do you mean anything that comes in last
so
minute?
So if, for example, like some to communicate any messages from the school to the parents, so for example, oh, we're now not doing that, but rather than sending an email out and things like that...
You pop it on the WhatsApp group.
And if you've got any concerns, it comes to me and I'll take them to the school on behalf of the class. I'm HR. I mean, I don't know what this is. I think our year just invented this, because it's not like a proper job. But yeah, I'm HR now. I'm involved in the accounts department.
And what do your assistants do? They take over when you're in Australia or when you're...
Well, I'm a bit snowed under, or maybe, you know, we've got a second encore at the O2. I'm like, hey, big dog, can you take this? I'm busy now. Stuff like that. So yeah, I mean, at the moment, I'd argue there's already a coup being organised by the other parents.
Oh my God, no.
Because I put my flag in the ground and said, I am the class rep. Now, what are we doing? Let's get this sorted.
My worry for you, Rob, is you're too straight speaking for politics. You're not a game player. This is one of the things I like so much about working with you.
Yeah.
You're straight down the line. You say it, you speak as you find. You don't play the game of politics.
Well, maybe that's what we need now in politics.
Maybe
need some
it
truth.
Is.
Exactly. I'm the sort of the thinking man's Farage.
I've always said it.
So, yeah, I'll see how that goes, but there's already murmurs
so
of no confidence,
excited.
And I've not even taken over yet.
God. So, So when's the handover? Is the handover the start of the end of the summer holidays or halfway through?
Well, I think the old crow stick comes out, like in politics. You know, they bang on the door three times, let them right. in, and yeah. then old big dog steps up to the plate, puts a cape on or whatever it is. I don't know, to be honest, but I think what worried them was I said, I'll do it. It'll be great content for the podcast. Oh. And I think that did concern them slightly.
They weren't wrong. You weren't wrong.
Yeah, and I got called out by Limeye for not laughing at his senior management joke.
What was his senior management joke?
Well, because we spoke about it before, that he refers to his father as senior management and his daughter's the CEO. Anyway, you haven't laughed at that yet, Rob. I will next time, I promise. So that's the plan.
So he's not going to be one of your lieutenants. He's not going to be the Alistair Campbell to your Tony
Blair,
is he?
Well, it depends if people are up for it. I'm just saying, do you want to come on a journey to success? Hop on board. I wonder if there's like Class Rep of the Year, little awards do or something.
Have they just got it in your year or is it every year?
I think it's like they suggest you could do it because it's quite good to have. So I think, I don't know.
For your CV, you're not doing the Duke of Edinburgh.
I've got no idea whatsoever, Josh. But I'm going to take...
You're putting in your national record of achievement.
And my little NRA. Anyway, so that's what's happening there.
Incredible.
But wish me luck. Fingers crossed I'll get it over the line.
Do you know what? And it's good to have some plain speaking people who are in politics for the right reasons.
Yeah.
i.e. to make the podcast better.
Yeah, just to get myself in a little bit of a pickle. You know, I'm rushing around, at Melbourne Airport trying to buy a kid a present before I fly back to London.
Do you have to physically buy the present yourself?
No, I'm sure I can order it online. I'm pretty a bit of a whiz when it comes to the technology.
But I mean, you're sourced with buying and wrapping the present, are you?
Oh God, have I got to wrap it?
Well, if you're buying it off,
I'll outsource that.
To Lou.
I didn't say that. Maybe I'll have a few wrappers as my deputies. They'll be able to help me. But we'll see what happens. But I'm planning on doing it.
It's just the best news I've had all year. It's really
excited about that.
Me up. Yeah, I'm so excited.
Right, do you want some Instagram messages?
Yeah.
Let's do some of these, right? Okay. Hi, Rob and Josh. I'm a mother of two girls, Liliana, who is 8, and Rosalia, who is 5. I often plug them into iPads in their car with headphones so I can listen to you guys freely. I'm currently working my way through the back catalogue and refer to an episode in season 2 when you asked, what is the longest baby?
What's the longest baby?
about 2 foot, 9 foot. The longest a baby has gone without a name. A colleague of mine didn't name his baby for a good couple of weeks. And then after that, proceeded to do 1 week trials of names.
What?
To see if it suited her.
Oh, my God.
Then decided on a name for a couple of months and then changed their minds again.
Oh, my God. Word.
Fast forward, the baby's a year old and has been christened. The mother decided she has now come across too many other babies with the same name in baby groups.
So they are going to change the name again
and have her rechristened.
That is effing insane.
That's, man, what is real main character syndrome? Who cares if your kid's got the same name as anyone else?
But also, by one, your kid will be responding to their name. They'll be hearing their name.
Yeah, that is bad. That's deep. That is. I didn't think of it like that. Oh, it's your curry.
I bet you Rose has ordered a Deliveroo, shall I say?
Yeah.
Hold on there. She's still doing bad time.
Let's listen to him. Is he polite? Is he a tipper?
Cardo.
Right. You're a bit... I wouldn't say you're overly polite.
What do you mean?
You opened the door and went, oh.
I said hello.
Oh, is that you saying hello?
Yeah.
Sounded like another little purge. Do you get him to come into your house or does he just leave at the doorstep?
Oh, he's just asked if he can come in.
Oh. Does he know you're there?
She's very good with members of the public. I don't like it.
She is. She's very charming. Okay, no, ha-ha. Well, you're like, well...
Like Scooby-Doo.
You open the door, no. And Rose's like, no, it's okay, thank you, cheers, thank you, bye. Ask Rose if she thinks you're too rude to people at the door.
No, I'm not going to ask her that.
I can literally just hear your shopping being unloaded now. Is this good podcasting?
I don't know.
But you can't tell her. Tell her to shut up. Tell her to shut the fuck up, Josh. Go on. And I'm joking.
It's all right to unload it after the podcast is finished because Rob thinks it's too loud.
You dare. Don't you dare.
She just laughed at that.
This is so unfair. There's no right of reply for me.
She just said, fuck's sake.
Fuck's sake. Okay. Don't what?
quickly.
Yeah, she said, can she at least put the things in the fridge really quickly?
No, it's not that hot.
He'd prefer not.
Was there some more dead fish you're eating? Yeah. Some poor little crustaceans. Okay. Okay,
so
I'm getting a bit
confident.
So did they
settle on the name for this? Did we get to the end of this?
Was that? Yeah, so they've gone for Sarah.
Nah.
No, I'm joking.
All right.
Okay, right, here we go. Right. Okay, here we go. Hi, Rob and Josh. I was listening to your episode with David L. and how he's worried that he will die whilst his children are still young due to having his youngest at 43. My dad was 45 when he had my brother, 47 when he had me, and 49 when he had my sister. I could put money on the fact that he never imagined also becoming a grandparent. He has 6 grandchildren between the ages of 4 and 23. I am now 43 and my dad is 91. He got evacuated in the Second World War. He still works, walks to the beach every day, and is probably fitter than most 6-year-olds. In my opinion, having children older has kept him young. Oh. Anyway, I just wanted to share this with you. It might help some older dads and mums. I genuinely agree with that. My dad's 78. This is, sorry, Sam, living in Scotland, but originally from Kent. My dad's 78, and I had that worry because my dad was a bit older. He was about 43. And I do think, I mean, obviously, when he leaves my house after 2 days and my kid's getting up at 5:30 a.m., he looks absolutely fucked, and I've just finished him off. But when he arrives, he looks full of beans. So I do think having a busy life does keep you young.
Well, I am as young as I've ever been at the moment then, Rob.
Oh, yeah. Do you feel good?
Yeah, I feel great, mate. Absolutely. I'm going to my granddad's 100th in August.
You've got a granddad, he's 100?
In a month's time I have.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Exciting, isn't it?
What does he do?
What do you mean? He's retired.
No, but like, what does he do? Like, he's been retired ages. Isn't he been retired as long as he worked?
He's been retired. Has he been retired as long as I've known him, really, actually? Yeah.
So what does he do?
He's very active. He's active. He does gardening. He's very active with his local church. Now, do you want to hear something interesting, though?
Yeah.
So he split up with my gran.
Right.
When my dad was 10. So what year was that? About 1960.
Yeah.
And then they got back together in the 90s when I was a kid. And they remarried.
30 years after?
Yeah. Isn't that an incredible story?
When he was in like his 70s?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, 60s, 70s, yeah.
His ears are 100 years old. I forget that about people's age. It's like...
if you big, had a though, aren't they, 100-year-old ears?
Big old boys, like a little fox. But because I forget that. When you say your age, like, if I had a car that was 100, you'd go, fucking hell, that car's 100. But like that, your granddad's ears are 100.
Yeah. So, we're doing, to launch the book...
Right, yeah. Yeah,
we're doing the South Bank Centre... for the London Literature Festival. Rob, we are such stiff necks.
I mean, yeah, they asked me to put that on my Instagram. I don't think it's worth it. I don't think anyone that follows me...
I'll put it on yours.
I did a book event in Bromley. Everyone turned up expecting it to be stand-up. So I spoke about my book. No one had read it and no one had it. So I just... I answered a few questions and just did a load of stand-up bits but sat down.
I reckon we'll be interviewed. We'll get one of our classic guests to interview us.
Right.
So we're doing it to launch the Parenting Hell book Sunday the 30th of October. Sunday the 30th of October, London Literature Festival. You get a book thrown in, we'll be there. I think the book's signed, God knows.
Oh, don't promise that if it's not. I have a busy Sunday morning. On the website.
Check on the bloody website.
But they are good, those events, because basically, because it's a comedy book and a funny book, it's just us being really funny.
Yeah,
it's
not really good.
The book's not got any sort of deep, dark secrets on, so you're not going to go in there for some sort of real melancholy look back on ourselves. It's us going to be fucking about. So
we'll definitely do a Q&A as well if you want to ask any questions. And we'll get someone really fun to interview us. Let's kind of try and get Louis Theroux to do it as the backward one, Rob. Because you interviewed him about his
backward one.
You interviewed him about his book. Why don't we get him to interview us about our book?
Oh, that's a good idea. But yeah, he's probably busy, and he'll ask.
Do you think he wants to do another interview?
I got asked to interview him about 4 days before the event.
Yeah.
Someone pulled out. I don't know if you and Romesh were ill, but I got the call up. Do you know what my first question was to Louis Theroux? Do you know what my first question was to him? Did I tell you? No. We sat down and all his fans are there. They went mental for him. They absolutely love him as they should. He's amazing. And I said, right, what do you want to talk about first? The rap or Jimmy Savile? He said, whatever you want. And he got a big laugh. And then we spoke about the book. right. Small business shout out. This is, it doesn't get much smaller than this as a small business. I've literally just scrolled through the Instagram messages. Hello, I was wondering if you were able to promote our book on your media. Please let us know. And it is Ellie the Elephant. It's a book from Canada. Go to Poutine Routine Ellie on Instagram. They've got 17 followers, one post.
Oh, here we go. Let's get their followers over 1,000. We can do this.
Yeah, so basically, want your children to learn good habits in a fun way, then Poutine Routine is for you. We'll be able to pre-order soon. So if you go to Poutine Routine Ellie, it's a book about Ellie the Elephant, and it's from Ontario, Canada, and it's about a little elephant called Poutine. No, called Ellie, and it's about Poutine. I mean, it doesn't get smaller than that. That is mental.
Who's sent us that?
Ellie the Elephant, that's all I've got. It's just come straight from Ellie the Elephant.
Well, thank you very much.
It's got one comment on their post that said, "Hi, Ellie." Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, I don't know anything about the book. It's not, you can't buy it.
But, you know, but, you why know, not?
Why not? Okay, good on you, Ellie. Right, Josh.
We're having next week off, aren't we, to catch up?
There'll be some best of episodes, and then we'll be back with loads of guests and also our chat episodes. It should be a couple of weeks off, and then we'll be back in your ear, lugholes.
Oh, and your bloody 100-year-old lug holes. Enjoy it.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.